This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Vote counting continues in the United States Friday as Democratic Party candidate Joe Biden has gained razor-thin leads over Republican President Donald Trump in Georgia and Pennsylvania. The Trump campaign continues to dispute the results, however, saying in a statement Friday, quote, "This election is not over," end quote, and claiming the president will ultimately win after expected recounts in close state races. President Trump's campaign has also filed legal challenges over unsubstantiated allegations of vote fraud and irregularities. German police have raided the homes and businesses of four people linked to the Islamic State sympathizer who carried out a deadly attack in Vienna this week. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The authorities say while the men aren't currently suspected of involvement in Monday's shootings, in which four people and the gunman were killed, there's evidence that they had links to the attacker. Austria officials have identified the attacker as 20-year-old Quirtim Fezulay, a dual national of Austria and North Macedonia, who had a previous conviction for trying to join the IS in Syria and had been given early release in December. A probe is underway into why Austria didn't put Fezulay under observation, despite being tipped off by Slovakian authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Austria has closed a mosque and an Islamic association frequented by that man in Monday's rampage. Integration Minister Susanne Raab said Friday. She told a news conference the two sites had contributed to the attacker's radicalization. Guinea's opposition said Friday 46 people were killed in a post-election wave of terror, significantly increasing an earlier reported death toll in the West African nation. The president won the hotly contested October 18th vote, according to provisional official results. This is VOA News. Suspected rebels in northwest Cameroon abducted a Catholic cardinal and a traditional ruler Thursday night. The Roman Catholic Church in Kumbo says hundreds of supporters assembled at the cathedral Friday, calling for the immediate release of Cardinal Christian Tumi and the chief of the Nso people. The church says the 90-year-old cardinal and the chief, known as the Fon, were abducted Thursday night with their delegation just south of town. He was released Friday along with his driver, but around 10 other people who were also seized with them have not been freed, according to a local official who requested anonymity. Palestinian authorities are protesting Malawi's plan to open an embassy in Jerusalem, which, if carried out, would make it the first African country to do so. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas sent an envoy to Malawi Thursday asking the president to withdraw the plan, calling it a violation of a UN resolution on the disputed territory. United Nations food agencies warn COVID-19, conflict, and lack of humanitarian aid are increasing levels of acute hunger around the world, with several countries on the brink of famine. The World Food Program reports more than 100 million people globally already are suffering from severe food shortages. It warns that number is expected to increase by another 121 million without urgent action to combat the rising tide of global acute hunger. Friday, Liverpool began England's first citywide trial of coronavirus testing in an attempt to prevent hospitals becoming overwhelmed during the country's second wave of the pandemic. All of the northwestern city's 500,000 residents, as well as people working there, will be offered repeat tests, even if asymptomatic. The pilot program will initially run for 2 weeks. Remembrance Sunday events to honor Britain's war dead have been drastically pared back this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, while antivirus measures have also hit fundraising for military veterans. The Royal British Legion, which runs the annual Poppy Appeal, has warned it risks a shortfall in donations of millions during the two-week drive, its main source of revenue. A somber wreath-laying ceremony is to go ahead at the Cenotaph War Memorial in central London Sunday, but there will be no veterans marching or crowds watching. The annual Festival of Remembrance concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London was recorded without an audience in advance of Saturday's broadcast. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.